Welcome to Real Life Mentoring, where we explore real life issues to help you make an authentic difference in the world.
Hi, it's Chris and Christina today. We're back talking about specifically issues that men are facing within the walls of the church. I want to read a comment here. When most men come to church, they're searching for more than a worship service. They're hoping for genuine connection with other men where they can feel vulnerable and transparent. When you connect with men at a heart level, they will want to be part of the church and they'll bring their families and the whole family will be part of a church. Chris, you actually wrote that statement in a letter. This is part of the reason we do what we do. Today, we're going to be focusing in specifically on men because we really believe that as men lead families, families will follow. And so after years of experience, but here just recently, you've seen within the walls of the church, we're not talking about in the workplace or whatever, within the walls of the church, you've seen some common things that men are dealing with, their needs are not being met within the walls of the church. So explain why you wrote the letter, some of the things that are really and led up to the writing of the letter.
First of all, obviously I'm a man myself and I know the struggles because I relate to a lot of those. I've never really experienced inside the church another man being intentional with me to help me address and walk through problems and struggles and challenges. So therefore, we become islands in a sense as men. And so I am very passionate about this. I don't even have to look at my notes today for the most part, other than reading a list. I'm going to read a little bit later, but this is in, I've experienced this year after year after year. And this is not being critical of the church, but there is a problem.
Yeah.
In fact, can we just say, with individuals or with a church, with a company, an organization, can we say there is a problem here and it not be critical?
Right.
We should be able to.
Sure, we're just stating facts.
Yeah, just stating facts and go, so if there's a problem, let's address it. Let's be healthy. Let's get it healthy.
And when we're saying the church, we're not saying a specific church. We're just saying churches in general. People come to a faith community on a Sunday. We're specifically talking about men. They have these desires, these needs of all places where they could be getting met, could be a church, a place that's a spiritual community, a spiritual foundation, and yet that's not happening.
I think assumptions are made sometimes. The church will take care of this for me.
Let me retract that. That could be happening. Yeah.
It could be.
By and large, we don't see an epidemic happening.
Let me speak from my experience as a man. I have not experienced this in numerous churches I've been in over the years.
Right.
And as a leader myself, and as a mentor, I meet with men all the time, different ages, different backgrounds, different cultures, and they're saying the same thing. I am struggling. I'm challenged. I don't know what to do. I'm overwhelmed. I'm depressed. I'm discouraged. But I want more. I want to be a leader. I don't know how to do this.
Yeah.
I don't know how to overcome this situation or this problem. So how do we know some of this? How do I know some of this? Conversation after conversation after conversation. So one day I'm mowing the back lawn. That's where I do a lot of my processing. And I was like, God, there's a problem here. So I had just hosted a men's breakfast the morning that I believe I wrote this. I left this men's breakfast. It was at a friend's house. I think there were about 12 of us there. And I had specifically asked a friend, would you share some of your story during the breakfast? And I wanted him to share because he was, I knew he'd be real. And he'd gone through some really difficult times as a man, as a husband, as a father, as a man in his career, just how he viewed himself, some of his childhood. So he shared. And I looked around that room and I saw men really impacted, really touched, really connected with him. And some of these men had never met one another. And because of what he shared in his story, it set a tone for that room, and guys began to talk, even amongst people, other men they'd never met before. And I was so encouraged. I thought, this is what we're doing. This is incredible. I get in the car, come home, start mowing the lawn, and I start thinking about, that was only 12 men, and I'm one of those. And who is initiating these conversations? Who's initiating these kinds of relationships? And then I got frustrated. I got angry. I thought, this has to happen. And so that's where I sat down. And guys, I'm a man of faith. And I prayed about it. And I believe God gave me these words. I'm not trying to sound like I'm righteous.
Oh,
or I'm better than anyone else. Mm-hmm. I said, Father, what do you want me to say here?
Mm-hmm.
And so I began to put these words down on paper, and that's what this episode is about today.
And so the intent of the letter, at the time it was sent to a church body, to the leaders, so that awareness could be like, hey, this is the climate in which I see so many men, kind of a report of the state of the union, so to speak. This is the state of the church, because you had seen that over and over and over again. So let's jump into some of these topics that you're saying. These are what you see on a cyclical basis that keeps coming up as topics. The first one you say is not understanding what manhood is.
Well, let me clarify. What I see, what I hear, what I know, I mean, on a regular basis,
right?
I hear these things from men all the time. And you may say, well, I never hear this.
Right.
Well, put yourself in a role of a mentor.
Yeah.
And men know this, and they'll come to you. But if no one knows that you are available to talk about these things,
mm-hmm.
they're probably not going to talk to you about it.
Right.
So I'm just telling you, there's some credibility in this, in that these are real conversations and real issues that men continue to talk about and want help with.
Right.
But also men, and women do it as well, but men, I can know for sure, we compare ourselves, mm-hmm. and we can look at everyone else and think, they've got it together, I'm the only one who doesn't have this figured out.
Mm-hmm.
In reality, everyone's trying to figure something out.
So I'm a visual. It helps me to see pictures. So here's what I'm thinking as you're talking.
Okay.
A man comes to a church on a Sunday morning, right? He's welcomed at the door. He talks about the game. How's your kid doing? There's little connections. He sits down. He's a participator in the worship service.
Or he may be a spectator only.
I mean, a spectator.
Okay.
Yeah. He's a part of the service. Maybe he has some sort of volunteer role where they talk about things, and he leaves. And that's the only connection he has with other men. What you're saying is, where are the opportunities for a man to come into that setting, but to be known by another man to say, hey, on Tuesday, let's meet. We're going to talk about some of these issues. Now, to be fair, that's what small groups, we see that many, many, many churches have small groups, and that's what those are for. Yay, that's needed and necessary. But what you're saying is you see that men, even involved in a small group, are not having one-on-one time with a trusted mentor, another man, to deal with hard topics.
True, exactly. And I can tell you, I appreciate small groups, but attending a small group will not take care of a lot of this.
Mm-hmm.
We are human beings. God's made us to have real relationships with one another. A man relates to another man.
Mm-hmm.
Our brains work the same way, and we're called to help each other.
Mm-hmm.
However, if I don't open up and share that I have problems, how can another man know that to help me?
Mm-hmm.
He's not going to. So we appreciate the church.
Mm-hmm.
We appreciate small groups.
Mm-hmm.
But we're asking people to go even deeper.
Right.
Get connected with one other person, mm-hmm. of the same sex.
Mm-hmm.
Men, there's a man out there who needs to know you.
Mm.
We need men who will be intentional and deliberate,
mm-hmm.
and to bring out these topics. I met with a guy recently, and he sent me a text thanking me for the time together. And what he did, there's trust has been built between us.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's told me about a struggle or two that he has.
Mm-hmm.
He said, you know what you did for me today? I'm not patting myself on the back. I'm
mm-hmm.
saying
mm-hmm.
men are asking for this.
Right.
He said, I told you about a problem. You did not let me just settle on admitting the problem.
Mm-hmm.
Saying it's a challenge, you ask me questions, Chris, to make me go deeper with that.
Right. Well, let's go deeper.
Okay.
Let's go into the topics of why your response, or you're asking for a response for a man listening to go, you know what? I can be that man to be intentional. Why? Let's go into these 24 points that you've listed.
Okay.
Here's why.
Is if you're a man listening to this podcast episode, or if you're the wife of a husband, as we go over this list, ask yourself, wives, is my husband dealing with this?
Mm-hmm.
Men?
And she may not know.
She may not know.
Yeah.
And you wonder, why are we not connecting? Why is there underlying stress here?
Mm-hmm.
So here we go.
Okay. So you say not understanding what manhood is.
That's a whole episode in itself, Christina.
Yeah.
So I don't know that we can
right.
We can stop on each of these, but
right. Social anxiety, not knowing how to connect with other men other than just surface level conversations.
See it all the time.
Yeah.
You'll
yeah.
find it in families, on holidays, and other places.
Sexual lust in many forms and the patterns men fall into, even in healthy marriages.
Very much so.
You'd say that's at the top of the list.
Yeah, if a man ever says, I never struggle with sexual lust, you're not being honest. I'm just telling you.
Mm. Depression, they either do not understand it or do not believe that they can be honest with others about it, especially if they're leaders. Alcoholism and drug use, good men. These are good men who are taking care of their families, but these are struggles.
Yeah, so let's not be confused with a facade,
right.
an image. I'm not saying people are trying to be fake, but we're in our culture, we are handed masks to a certain point, mm-hmm. and we either can put them on or we don't have to wear them. But there are a lot of good people really struggling with alcohol and drug addiction.
You list loneliness, mental illness, and financial issues. Anything else you want to say there?
Those, it's interesting, those three are together. I think they play off each other.
Sure.
So let's say there's financial issues.
Mm-hmm.
A man's told, provide for your family.
Yeah.
Okay? That's respectful. But let's say there's a financial issue.
Mm-hmm.
We've had those before, and mm-hmm. it has stressed me out. And I have played these scenarios over in my mind. So I didn't have mental illness, but I had mental struggle with it.
Mm-hmm.
There's a difference,
mm-hmm.
okay? But some guys deal with mental illness. But on the financial side with the stress, I felt isolated and alone.
Sure.
Who do I even talk to about this? Because I'm embarrassed if I admit this.
Mm-hmm.
It means I didn't succeed in that area, possibly.
You've listed some lack of understanding how to lead a family, lack of understanding how to lead your wife, lack of understanding how to personally connect with children. Those are a little bit all related there. How do you see that play out?
The family will not grow and develop well when a man does not understand how to do those things.
Yeah.
Lead his wife, lead his family, connect with his children.
And let's just be clear, we have a biblical worldview. And so when we're saying that a man leading his wife, we're just talking about different roles. Doesn't mean he's over the wife, he's more important than the wife. These are roles. A man should lead his family, right?
Yes. And that is not an easy task.
No.
It's not.
Right. Family dysfunction. So from childhood, that still has a hold of him, many times connected to a father. These are some issues that men deal with. Sexual identity, lack of understanding, healthy assertiveness. Typically, men are either very passive or very aggressive.
That's so been my experience.
Right. Let's go back up to sexual identity.
Okay.
That may seem like, what, in the church? Yes, in the church, men who are struggling. And how do you talk about it? Probably less are they, if they're having issues with their own sexual identity, the embarrassment or the shame associated with that to bring it up in church.
So let me interject this. This is where we're talking about. If you have a trusted mentor, trusted. Okay. Where confidentiality is key here. And you can open up and start talking about these struggles, these challenges, and you feel safe and heard and known, and it's not finished overnight.
Right.
But there's someone else to help you with it. But most men don't have anyone to even dare bring up these topics.
Right. Or to feel safe enough to bring it up themselves. Right. You have on here avoidance of uncomfortable conversations, the fear of change, failure, or future, living in a state of shame and guilt, misunderstanding the attributes of God.
Can you read that one again?
Misunderstanding of the attributes of God.
Right. If I misunderstand, and the Bible is so, how do I say this? There's some things I understand and some things I just don't. That's
mm-hmm.
how it is. But I really need as a man to understand the attributes, the character of God.
Mm-hmm.
Because if I don't understand it myself, it's going to be difficult for me to lead my family well
mm-hmm.
and help them to trust God with aspects of their life.
Well, and if a man doesn't believe that God's a good father, that impacts him. Yeah. Studying the Bible and applying it to his life with authority.
Again, these are things that men struggle with. Yeah, actually studying the Bible and applying it to his life. It's a common thing.
not seeing an opportunity to lead within the church, coming to church on a Sunday and being a spectator. Work stress. You have on here the various ways that COVID has impacted society. Would you still say that that is a thing?
Well, I wrote this initially 2.5 years ago.
Right, when this was maybe more of a thing.
More of a thing. The various ways COVID has impacted our society.
We're still getting residual effects
right?
of that.
I don't know. It could be something like a man could be paranoid about when's the other shoe going to drop. Mm. We got back on our feet.
Yeah.
And something crazy like a COVID pandemic hit. Mm-hmm. That was totally unexpected. And look how it affected our business, our finances.
Mm-hmm.
Because we had to move. I mean, so many changes happened because of that. There could be some PTSD.
Feelings of being stuck and not known and misunderstood. Yeah, anything else you want to say on that, about that?
There's so many of these that I have related to or relate to today.
And again, we're talking about these are men, good family men or good men in general who are attending church. But yet these are needs that are going unmet. By and large, are there good groups and men's mentors who are really giving their lives away? Yes, we've seen that firsthand. But by and large, there's a deficit in this area.
There's a deficit. So instead of seeing it as a criticism, what if we say, there is a deficit, what are we going to do about it?
I love
and
that.
I'm one of those men, I'm standing up and I'm doing something about it, at least in areas that I can.
Chris, a man texted you, I think... This is such a sobering text. I want to read it and then get your feelings about it. He says, "For your own good, just don't. All I do is hurt people. My beautiful wife and kids could care less about me. I am just a paycheck and not a very good one. I have prayed and tried to change. It doesn't matter what I do. I'm just worthless, a failure, fat, bald, and probably insane. God probably made me this way. So why would I want to contribute praying to him to change me?" Oh, to continue.
Why would I want to continue?
Right, praying to him to change me. "Better for everyone if I was just out of the picture. Not going to kill myself because I promised her I wouldn't. But then again, I promised a lot of things that I could not deliver on. Just doesn't matter anymore. Nothing does. Do yourself a favor and don't try to save what can't be saved. Sorry, I'm sure you have the best intentions, but you don't know how explicit word
messed up I am. Yeah.
Yeah.
This is a good man. In fact, as I don't know this man. I never met this man, but the text was shared with me when I brought up this topic, and it said, let me tell you about a man who's really struggling. And as you could hear, he didn't say suicide, but he alluded to it.
And hopelessness, despair, not knowing God's attributes. So many of these things we talked about, his identity, not understanding what manhood is, not knowing how to lead his family, loneliness. I mean, so many, almost every one of these lists of 23.
I'm not being overly optimistic, but I believe, and I know, I actually know this, when you sit down with another man, because we're talking about men's struggles in the church today, when you sit down with a man and he knows, I just need you to exhale and be yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to prove anything to me. What I want you to do is just be honest. It's going to stay between us, and I want to help you any way that I can. One conversation won't take care of it,
mm-hmm.
but one conversation after the other that are genuine, that are heartfelt, that are real, and that man will begin to see hope again. And as we practically help one another,
mm-hmm.
some of this means I need to be willing to practically help another man.
Yeah,
that resonates with men when a man will stand up and say, "I'm going to help you."
And we're not naive to go, okay, a few conversations and then bing, everything's okay. No, it just means that a man is seen and heard. He's trying to be understood. He's letting somebody else in on. He doesn't have to carry the burden all by himself, and that's very scriptural.
That's about it.
Okay,
this is a heavy topic, but hopeful because there is hope in this.
Right. If you're a man listening to this and you can identify with that, we would encourage you to find a trusted man that you can begin to meet with on a regular basis. I believe there are men listening to this who are well equipped to be that person for another man. And our challenge to you is reach out to the men in your circles. We're really glad that you've tuned in. Share this with somebody that you know. Like and subscribe. We do want to let you know that today's episode is brought to you by Lori Kenny CPA Firm. Her firm is a professional gives professional CPA advice for individual and small businesses. They're easy to work with and spend deliberate time on your specific problem. So if you want more information, it's Lori Kenny CPA, LoriKenneyCPA.com. As always, thanks for listening to the Real Life Mentoring Podcast.